But life is hard. Life is hard. And people who are born into different situations have a hard time appreciating how hard it is for others. Life is really, really short. And I think that we don't value and appreciate, you know, our freedoms and our opportunities in our life. There are gonna always be obstacles. You're gonna have to either go around them, go over them, or go right through them, but you can't stop going. It's a hopeless feeling, and you're surrounded around a bunch of hopelessness. You have to be crazy in believing what your goal and your passion is. Because when something is crazy, even though it's crazy, you still do it, right? You know what I mean? And so that's what you have to become. You have to become insane, right? So you could be smarter than me, but you were never gonna outwork me, ever. Like, for real. There are no quick answers to big problems. Like, there just aren't any.
In life, that things will go bad, and things are going to go bad. This is not the first or the last time that's gonna happen. It's gonna keep happening, and that's just how life is. You will be past this, and you will be okay. And there is nothing for you to worry about here. We can be as human beings, as people who are always right for the world, or we can be just right for ourselves, right? So we can just be honest about ourselves, or we can put a display for the world. Nothing wrong with putting display to the world, if that's what gives you joy. But just be honest about it with yourself, because it all boils down to you and your story. It's not about more, it's always about less. It's only in time you realize what less it is. Fear is a figment of our imagination, right? Fear is created because of expectations, right? And I learned this process early on, is that every time I would get scared, I would usually be scared because I have some future I have imagined. There is something in the future that I think will happen because I will do this right now, is why I'm scared of doing this, right? You're about to jump off a plane, you think you're going to die, you don't consider you have a parachute or a person that is jumping with you, right? So that's what you're scared of, is why you won't jump off a plane, is because you think you will die. Firstly, once you have an expectation of yourself and you say, hey, I don't need to have this expectation, I'm just living life as a play. It's a game, it's music, it's fun, it's joy. I don't have an expectation of a particular outcome. It doesn't mean I'm discounting myself. Like, the people can get confused with that. Like, it's not that I'm saying, oh, I don't want to be even more impactful in the world, or a better version, or a more honest version of myself. That journey will still continue. I just don't have that expectation. I'm not going to be sad if that doesn't happen one day. It's a chase. Let's enjoy the chase. Why do we have to kill ourselves if we don't get it? The chase is supposed to be fun. Life is flowing. You can choose to change in this moment, you can choose to change it 3 years from now or 30 years from now, and it will change the day you want to change it, right? Now, once you know that, you understand that goals can be timeless. Now, the second part of that is, if life is going to flow, means on every moment basis, it's going to be different in a way, right? It's almost like it's like a heartbeat or a river or music. It changes by the note, right? It's just changing all the time, right? This moment, it's different, right? Energy changes, our way we react to things change all the time. And if that's the case, what's the one thing that can define us or help us stay in a place of joy, right? Because if life is gonna be up and down, and things will change, and things will go bad, and things will go right, there has to be something that becomes our anchor point. It can't always be that goal, which is so arbitrary anyways. So what is it that can help us always be in that grounding state and be in a place of joy and be in that floating state all the time? To be able to go, oh, I'm pumped about this. I'm pumped about this moment. Doesn't matter how it shows up. I'm pumped about this, right? And that got me to the dialogue of saying, maybe I need to find something that I can anchor into at all times. Things that actually give me joy all the time, right? And that's what your values are. Your values are usually already with you. You just have not bring in awareness to them. It's the way you operate.
You have the potential today to be special. Every second that passes now is the opportunity to succeed. You can be so much more. Success never stops.
never stops to breathe, never takes a day off, never looks to take a break.
Forget the things you can't control. Look for the moments you can control. Lose the times you can't control. Use the times you can control.
You need to become someone, and you need to become your future. You need to handle your power and feel your potential. You gotta feel this pain to progress, to change, to feel fulfilled, to feel satisfaction. This is where everything can, and trust me, it all will fall into place.
Succeed into something worthy, something with the power to change, to adapt. Adapt into the person you've always wanted to be. You have this opportunity today to be something with purpose.
Now pay attention to every detail. Take every day like it's a brand new spanking opportunity. Take every risk as if it's a stepping stone into the future you're carving out for yourself. Because you have control. You have the control to change and the control to improve. The action and improvement.
To become the boundaries that have always held you back. You have always had the strength to push past these boundaries. To move past this, you need to know your power.
It all takes resilience. Resilience to push past any boundary and push through every risk, every hardship, every wrong turn. Right now, right here, is an open door. The door that puts you on the path towards success. You have control. You have control over your future. A future fueled by your success, constructed by your progress. It all begins right here and it all starts right now. Don't waste one more minute sitting and thinking. I want you to spend your next minute acting.
Today is your day to tell your story, to speak your mind, to tell the truth about your future, to speak about the power you've always had, the potential you've always had. This is how you succeed. You will be your power. You have this power. Communicate your problems. Communicate the power you know that you have. This is the beginning of your power, the start of your progress.
It doesn't get any easier. You just get stronger. If you want to change, don't expect your life to stay the same. Expect it to get harder. Expect it to actually get really, really tough, tougher than you can even imagine right now. And this is where you can move past the boundary that used to hold you back, used to hold you by the neck. Now you can move towards the fulfillment that's your future. And this, you see, this is where you can finally feel the satisfaction of your work. This is when you finally get to feel that success.
This is where your progress can be kickstarted. Accelerate your life into your direction. Your journey is the power you've earned. The expectation you've built can be your reality. Reality where you live, you breathe, you walk, you succeed. Now isn't the time to wait. Now isn't the time to waste. Let this be the power that takes you towards your success. This is the opportunity you've earned. This is the potential you've always had.
Now is the time for you to step up, stand out, and become the person you need to become. Your future is in your hands, and this is what sets your life up to be worth the potential that you deserve. Your power is and always has been the thing that's going to take you towards the life that you have earned. You have, and you always will have this potential to improve, this potential to adapt, and this potential to change. This is what you've been working for. Go on and receive that.
This is your journey. This is your destiny, and either you wander aimlessly or you grab the wheel and take control of the ship. Either you head in the direction you want to go or you go in no direction at all. Most people allow life to happen to them. Their time runs like a sand timer. Life is happening to them. It isn't happening for them. Make life work for you. Make your time work for you. Do not allow your time to empty each day without achieving anything. Go into the world today and spend your time wisely. Make small wins
every day that will lead you down the path to success. Motivation gets you started, but habit will keep you going. Motivation is great. It is like a coffee in the morning. It gets the engine going and gets you moving, but it is a habit that will develop your success.